You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Reason is because that's why I don't like having guests on them, because they just don't ask the great questions anymore.
Yeah, we just won show of the year, you dumbass.
So Mace, so Cappy's right. So then Cappy and I were like, well, wait a second. You know, Greg's like, well, George, I know you have a relationship with Martin Jarman. And I'm like, yeah, I do. Like,
I don't know even know who Martin Jarman is.
The UCLA athletic director.
UCLA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't even, I don't know.
First, yeah, he's like the youngest athletic director in the country. And I said, yeah, but Cappy's known Boney. Like, he calls him Boney. Like, he's known Boney.
Right. I mean, Bone's been on our show. Back in the day when he first got hired, I asked him about, are you considering a change at head coach?
That is not accurate.
That is not accurate.
Yeah. But Cappy, you've known Boney for
question.
How long?
Oh, I don't know, 15 years or so?
Yeah. So yeah.
How did you know him from Ohio?
I didn't know him from Ohio. I knew him when he was the athletic director at San Diego State.
Oh, God. Yes. I didn't realize he was there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's why we said, well, yeah, we should have them both on because we both have real relationships with them. And that's when he went down that path. He's like, okay, well, I'm good with that since you guys have real relationships with them. And then he started getting in on you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not – so I'm not in favor of, like, just random guests. I mean, those obviously are on the mark. I wouldn't necessarily do, you know, the Mike Bone interview or the Martin Jarman interview, but you guys should totally do it. Here's what would happen if Lindsay went on to, let's just do a random thought experiment. I like when people on ESPN say we're having a thought experiment. So let's have one.
Okay. Let's have one.
Okay. So Lindsay goes on Travis and Sliwa and just trashes you guys.
Right.
What's the result?
Oh, we're going to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The result is George is going to be having a conversation with Lindsay. That's what's going to happen. I can tell you that, Mace. I'll be like, yo, leave me out of this, man. You handle this.
Okay. Well, then there you go. Then I will be the one having the conversation with Lindsay.
I don't want
Lindsay
to have
never do
conflict.
That.
We're not joking. We're not actually not kidding.
I mean, listen, I'm just saying, you do what you got to do.
What happens from here, though, Mace? What do you do? How do you take this up the ladder of management?
I think the best plan, Ireland, tell me if this is right, is to keep Bergman in his current role where he acts like a producer but doesn't actually bring any ideas or guests or calls to the show.
Yeah. Okay, I have a source.
We just beat him up every single day.
I have a source that's giving me information.
Oh,
good. Are you ready for this?
At Bergman?
No, not Bergman.
This is insider information, George, like real info?
Insider. Okay, like right. deep inside.
You feel like this is a, you know, the kind of person that is telling you something that you can put this out on the air. You feel confident in your source.
I asked the person, can I say this on the air? And they said, they smiled. They just sent a smiling emoji.
So go ahead and say it.
So they said, Mason demanded Greg pull the promo that was airing from yesterday.
100% no.
The bit that we were doing about the key interview.
100% no. I did not pull that promo.
Okay.
Well, Jorge I pulled that promo?
Jorge Somebody would know who pulled it. The promo.
George's contact.
Put the promo back in there. I did not say take it down. Now, Bergman told me. Well, let's just go inside here. So, Bergman.
I'm not saying it was Bergman who sent me that text. I'm just telling you. It was just an insider.
Here's
a source.
I'll read you the exact chance so you know exactly how it came down.
I believe you. Go ahead.
I texted Greg. Why were you trashing us on Sedano and Cap yesterday? It's playing on the station, it's playing in a promo on the station. Blanky look genuinely pisses me off.
Blanky look?
Yeah, blanky.
So then Bergman got scared, is what you're saying.
Bergman said, I asked Mario to take it down. I haven't heard it, but sorry. It was supposed to be a play on the non-guest stuff, but I'm sure it sounded bad. Mario said he's taking it down.
Wait. Why did you make him sound like
Eeyore? That's because he's scared and I'm nervous because my guys are mad at me and I'm at Disneyland with my daughter and I'm getting these text messages and I'm so upset about it.
Oh, you know, he's shaking in his boots right now.
Oh, he's
seriously,
you know what? He's having a terrible time because he really wants to be there and be present with his daughter.
Yeah.
And I know that feeling. And all he's thinking about is, oh, my God, I'm in so much trouble. Why did my big mouth get me into trouble?
Okay, right. Here's now, here's one more. Here's one and, more text from
Greggy. Hold on,
Greggy.
Everyone's now tweeting at him now, so that makes it even worse for sure.
He says, "I'll take it on Tuesday. Sucks, I can't be on today to address it. Sorry, it had to go down that way.
We're
appearing through a promo. Should have addressed off air."
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Why can't he address it today?
Yeah, why couldn't
he
just
Disneyland?
Call you?
Yeah, but he can call.
Yeah, why not?
I mean,
he could have called you.
Try calling Bergman. F it. I bet he'll pick up. Try calling him.
He won't pick up.
Oh, he will.
You think so?
Oh, he's scared.
Oh, he's probably... Well, all the tweets are definitely scaring him, for sure.
Oh, he... he should be genuinely... Because I'll tell you what. I said going into the Mandy Awards, the most important award to me was Show of the Year. And my idea is, I really like our team, right? Me and Ireland and Jorge and Bergman. That's one of the reasons why... And Bergman has essentially... alienated the rest of the show. How do
well,
we deal
Jorge.
With this?
Not Jorge.
Jorge, are you
only alienated
with
you two.
Bergman?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of what he said about us on the show?
I wonder what he says about me behind my back.
Oh, it's exactly.
Good question, Jorge. Yeah. Very good question.
Oh, did he pick up? No, he's ringing him right now. Yeah, so anyways, we got that going on. I absolutely did not countermand the promo.
We, by the way, we absolutely, like, we were egging him on at that point.
Of course, yeah.
You know, we were not going to let that moment pass. And then Chris happened to be in the room and
right.
was like, oh, that is definitely going to be a promo.
Well, we brought it back and played it a few times. We just played it virtually in its entirety. It's like, it just makes Bergman look bad.
Hey, guys, apparently, I have an update on Bergman. He's on the line for Matterhorn, and he refuses to come on the air.
Wow. Matterhorn.
Line at the
How
Matterhorn.
Long's the line, did he say?
Pretty long, I'm sure.
Said he's about to get on the ride right now.
Oh, about to get on the ride.
That's different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And by the way, Morales is now texting me and saying he's upset at you, Mace.
Oh, what did
that,
I do?
That you've lost a friend, apparently.
Oh, I've lost a friend. What did I do?
That
I
he's
lost
upset Bergman? That you pulled, that you made Greg pull the promo.
I didn't.
I now believe that Mason had a role in getting the promo
pulled. 100%! Play the...
Hey, 3-year contract.
Hey now,
3-year deal.
It's Friday before a holiday weekend. It's effing Friday, but you don't have to eff it right now.
Come on.
I dumped it. Did you dump it?
See, Mace, now you're only one behind me on curses.
You know what? Normally it's Sedano.
Yeah.
Sedano.
Who curses during this is exactly the type of crosstalk we need every day. We need Bergman to say stupid stuff every day.
Well, trust me.
What are you guys going to do, though? I want to say maybe rather than trading him or firing him. Maybe,
well, he wouldn't be fired. He would still be the assistant program director. We just wouldn't have to deal with it.
Right, but you'd be firing him essentially from your show.
Correct.
And that would really, really upset him.
Mm.
No, it wouldn't.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why it will. You want to know why it will?
Poor Gregory.
Because as you guys point out, you say he doesn't come up with ideas.
Yep.
He doesn't take calls.
Yep.
He doesn't book guests.
Yep.
But what does he do on the show?
It's a fair question. He occasionally says something about UCLA basketball.
Right, but
just randomly UCLA
or the
basketball. Or the Raiders sometimes.
But Mace, his contribution to the show is he's on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the question is, do you push him off the show or do you punish him? Do you take from him what he wants the most? Because what he wants the most is not to take calls, not to book guests.
Is to talk on the radio.
He wants to be on the air.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to be the great Gregory.
Sedano, I'm going
to
be in a lot of trouble on Monday, aren't I?
Yes.
So now...
Penalty box, Mace. You put him in the penalty
box. Yeah. Well, Ireland texted me and said, let's just freeze him out for a while.
There you go.
Just put
like
them,
they did to Isaiah Thomas on the Dream Team.
Put him in the deep freeze.
That's the move.
You got to think of like a new 2020... sort of like hazing thing, because you can't haze people anymore, but I'm saying like a 2020 version.
Anymore.
No, but like a 2020 version where he has to be punished. Is
the
what
freeze out. I like the freeze out.
Hey, we're going to do a night at a Dodgers game. It's going to be Laura, Jorge, Lindsay, and no Bergman.
There you go.
Okay, there's one
from
punishment.
From now on, he's out.
Okay, punishment.
You're either
one.
With us or against us. Mm-hmm.
You
He's against us.
You put him in the penalty box, and you decide when he comes out of the penalty box. Mm-hmm. Mason is a chicken bleep.
Now, when did that come up?
Oh, I said that for... What was the reason I said that
for?
Yeah,
what is this? Just
oh, I know why I said that.
Ireland?
Oh, now I know.
Was this from yesterday's
no.
show? Did you do an entire show banging on our show?
Oh, I did say that to Greg, and here's why. Because you said, I don't want to go to the Big Ten because I want to win a national championship. You hired Lincoln Riley because you're going to win a national championship regardless of your contract.
Yeah, correct. But my opinion is completely logical. It would be easier to win the Pac-12 than it is to win the Big Ten. You can't deny
also,
that. That's
right,
a
but
fact.
You would also be in a Pac-12 that had no revenue.
Right, and if you lost one game in the Pac-12, you wouldn't make the playoff anyway.
Okay, let's see what
promo.
Else crap.
So
came
that's
up
why
on
I
your
called
show
you a
yesterday.
Chicken bleep.
Hang on a second. Here's
I
the whole
say this,
promo.
Greg, while you're here, Mason is a chicken bleep. Okay, I heard him say, "I don't want to go to the Big Ten."
I just redid it for you.
It's harder to win. Yeah, you know what? That's what you hired Lincoln Riley for, bro. You're supposed to win national championships here, regardless of where the hell you're playing and who the hell you're playing. What I said.
So I wasn't listening yesterday, so I didn't hear. Thank God I didn't hear
I'm
any
stunned
of this
that
stuff.
You weren't listening because you're usually running
to normally,
the car.
I normally am. I had to run to a thing yesterday. But, I mean, basically the show was just talking about our behind our backs.
No. That came up when Bergman said the thing. That was, like, in addition to. That was like, oh, and by the way, now that you mentioned it, I was listening and Mason said this. But me calling you a chicken bleep because of a sports take is not a big deal.
Yeah,
like,
no,
you and I have had way worse episodes than that.
I don't give an F.
Especially on a Friday.
On a Friday, exactly.
Yeah,
Friday,
before a holiday.
But what are you going to
feel good?
It's Friday.
Does it make you feel good to know at all, though, that right now, Bergie is at Disney. He's trying so hard to be with his daughter.
He just got a call on the Matterhorn.
Yeah, and he's now stewing.
Matterhorn, highly underrated, by the way.
You're in his head.
Yep.
On a day where really, you know, we kind of would love it for him to relax, enjoy his child, enjoy Disneyland.
Fun.
Right. All but that, now but you're no. in his head in the Matterhorn.
Cappy, what do you do for 4th of July? I would imagine you're just like party central.
You know what, Mace? I am trying to take it down a notch this weekend.
Why?
What are you doing?
I want to try and just be very beach centric
nice.
All weekend long.
It's funny. That's what we're going to do too. How are you doing it?
I have several different beaches that I would like to visit this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are those?
Well,
Solana.
First one is Solana Beach. Okay, it's kind of like my hometown beach,
yep.
Solana Beach.
Great
Cardiff.
Town.
Okay,
Solana.
Great. Blacks Beach in La Jolla.
Isn't that the nude beach?
It is.
Cappy.
Cappy, you're going to a naked beach?
Did you see Cappy took a picture with the trophies, the Mandy trophies in the nude?
God no.
Yeah.
God, no. Thankfully, I've avoided that.
Yeah. Mace, I took a picture of the three Mandys in front of me. I'm naked.
Yeah,
I'm
and then you saw the reflection of his own Mandy.
Sort of, kind of. Yeah,
this is a very strong effort, Cap. I'm all for it.
Yeah. I said to George, I said, is this picture, like, can I publish this picture? Can I put this out on Instagram of me naked with the Mandys in front of me? And first George was like, yeah. And I'm like, but just, like, zoom in a little bit closer and see what you think. And then
and
he,
I was like
zoomed
ooh,
in. Yeah.
No, yeah, no, no.
Don't
you might
that.
Want to retake those pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to retake them.
Morales, well, I'm sure you've got a long weekend to be able to accomplish your naked picture standing in front of the Mandy Awards or behind the Mandy Awards, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I would like to go to Blacks Beach, which is, yes, it is a naked beach. I'm not really a naked beach person.
Will you go nude?
I have never done it.
Yeah, I just think it's
weird.
I mean,
why not, Cappy? A few drinks? What the hell?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I'm not, but I run on that beach, and then I see these naked dudes walking at me, and I just think to myself, wouldn't it be funny if I, too, were naked, and they were checking me out as I was checking them out, but I'm running by them? Like, you can't help but look at naked people when you're on a beach.
You know,
like
I go to a place called Esalen up at Big Sur, and it's a clothing optional place. And, you know, I never wear my clothes. I don't care. And no, nobody does. Like, you go to that environment, and nobody really cares. Nobody really looks. I don't think.
Cappy's a voyeur.
You look. You're a voyeur.
I do.
Oh, my God. Dude, you haven't heard the stuff we talk about? Like, he literally knows what everybody's doing on our show because he's looking on their social media all day.
Oh, right. He's stalking everybody on social media.
Yeah. And the other night when Laura was doing...
He was creeping with my boyfriend at the mansion.
You were...
Oh, my God, he was.
What was he doing?
So
do we have that audio? Can we find that?
I do. I have it. Let me pull it. Hold up.
Yeah. I mean, so the visual is way worse. Mm. He was literally, Mace and John, when I tell you, he was looking at him up and down. Like, he was like, oh, man, what kind of a specimen is this? Like, that was literally, like, the look he was giving him.
Really?
He was like, I was like, Cap, this is uncomfortable. Like, it was not a joke what I was saying, that it was uncomfortable. And you can hear Beto and Clinton, who was on with us, they were both on with us at the same time, having the same reaction.
So, Cappy, you admire, we have it, Laura? Okay, Christian, here it is.
To the people who know how far it's going.
Look at this superstar that just arrived.
That's what you need. Wow. You know, Laura just pulled up. What's going on?
Your girl did her hair.
Is this Tebow? I'm Scott. Oh. Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah. Hey, man. Right, well, maybe he doesn't want to be known, bro.
Yeah, what are we doing? He's just
remember, he gets hidden on Instagram. He doesn't want to be known. Why you got to put
Why don't you have an emoji on?
I was going to say. You should have brought him an emoji mask. Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm taking a look at this guy right here. Yeah. Good look.
What are you, sizing him up?
Yeah, what's going on here?
You're so creepy,
Scott's out here up, down, and
why are you so creepy?
We haven't met with everybody.
We haven't even started the red carpet show.
So what are you wearing?
Scott, you might be off the broadcast for the 360 game.
Yeah,
if this is how you're going to be treating guests, we can't have that. We can't have that.
Smell delicious.
He does, right?
Smells great, right?
That's got to be like cool water.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's not.
Using words like delicious to describe somebody.
What is that, cool one?
Not problematic.
Why are you
at all?
Such a creepy person?
He smells delicious.
He wasn't, is that what by the way,
I mean, you were like in a trance right now.
I was going to say, he couldn't even hear the question because he's too busy focused on what's going on in front of him.
I really like what this gentleman is wearing.
Yeah.
I like his ring.
Yeah.
I like his hair.
Yeah.
I like his eyes.
Yeah.
And he's got
what else?
Wow.
Good looking
guy.
This
for real?
Good luck,
this
guy. Really
absolute member of the Handsome Man community. I mean, this is not a question, but we knew this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is not new.
Yeah, Laura shouldn't be surprised at all.
I'm gonna pull it down because just keeps going.
Yeah, it's like
he
one long.
He smelled delicious.
Smelled
that was
delicious.
The one that was
Beto
like,
agreed.
Whoa.
Cappy, what are you doing?
Beto agreed that he smelled delicious.
But what are you doing? What are you?
I was complimenting him.
It's super creepy. That's the first time you ever met him.
Yeah, yes. I was complimenting the guy. I'm like, hey, you got a cool ring, cool nose.
First
ring,
impressions are
hair.
Everything, and he's impressed by how creepy you are.
Perhaps, but I just wanted to give the guy, you know, some compliments.
It's proper due.
All right.
Yeah.
Smells delicious.
He is hot.
There you go.
You meet him, Mace?
What's that?
Did you meet him?
I didn't meet. Did I meet him?
You did. He loved your shoes.
I met so many people that night, so okay. I apologize. Yeah. Okay. I
did. He was the super hot guy.
Oh, Mace. Right. Wait a minute. He smelled delicious.
Yes,
he
did. That guy. He did. That he guy. Did.
Yep.
All right, Mace's car is about to smell delicious in 6 minutes.
Be here Tuesday at 1 o'clock as we confront Bergman over his trashing of us yesterday on Sedano and Cappy. In the meantime, it is the holiday weekend. No better way to start it than the Sedano and Cappy show, and it's coming at you now, 710 ESPN. Have a great weekend.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, yeah.
Bum, bow, 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 bow.
Bing, bada, boop. Dee, da, da, da. Bum, bada, bum. Boom, boom, bum. Bum, bada, boom.
Yeah, come on.
Bum, da, da, da.
Yeah, Laura.
Bum, da, da, da.
Ba, da, 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 da. Ba, da, ba, ba, da, ba,
ba, ba, ba. That one's
yeah.
New.
Yeah, you gotta feel it. Friday afternoon. Sedano and Cap. 710 ESPN. Holiday weekend.
Yeah.
4th of July.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
You've been listening to KSBN Los Angeles. What's the other Pasadena one? KRDC Pasadena?
Nice.
Okay.
Good memory.
Good Karma Brands radio station.
Bum, ba, bum, ba,
wait, but didn't it air bing, during the Crosstalk Open or no?
I don't know how that works.
I think it does.
Lolly, la,
oh, okay,
la.
Never mind.
I mean, we did it twice. Da, da, da.
Bing, yep. Ba, da, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
It's Friday.
Man, I'm so psyched for this holiday weekend. I really am.
You are? Do you think Greg is now psyched for the holiday weekend?
Can you imagine just how bad it must feel right now for poor Bergie? I mean, think about it. Like, here he is. He's in Disneyland. He's with his lovely young daughter. They're supposed to be having a nice day together. And the next thing you know, you realize you probably put your foot in your mouth in a big way. And now you're getting destroyed by your hosts, the hosts of the show of the year, the two guys that just signed brand new 3-year contracts, and you're getting just destroyed. Twitter's blowing up, your phone's ringing, and you're trying to ride Matterhorn with your kid.
You probably should delete Twitter from your phone, and you can just reinstall it later.
I do think there is an investigation to be had, though, George, on who pulled the promo. Did Bergman actually call the station?
My sources said that. I mean, Mason told you he texts Greg, and then Greg pulled it based off the pressure Mason put on him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the source that you had indicated that it was
They made it seem like Mason did all of it. I mean, Mason literally didn't remove the promo, obviously, but. I guess that was the insinuation. It was the same insinuation.
That Mason demanded the removal of the promo.
Not demanded, but like basically, you know, made Greg feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So,
what do you think happens?
Oh, I think Greg's in the doghouse for a while.
I love how these guys immediately try to trade Lindsay for Bergman. Like they're unhappy with what he said, and I don't blame them, but. Hey, we want
Back. Now, how about we just ask Lindsay? Lindsay, would you even go back to Mason in Ireland? Not that we would trade you, but.
That's not happening. Not even a question.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not
Lindsay's
open to
part
it?
Of our wacky little family here with the three of us, the four of us.
No, I'm not open to it, Cappy.
Okay. The reason I ask is because, you know, these guys made it seem like, hey, let's just do a producer swap again. And I was like, well.
They can negotiate with Travis and Sliwa. Leave us out of it.
Okay. I said to them, I said, we're not comfortable with that trade. Do you guys plan on sweetening the pot? They didn't really have much options other than cash considerations.
I was going to say, you sort of sound like you want me to be traded, Cappy.
No, I don't. I just wanted to see what we could get out of them.
Oh, okay.
I mean, listen, the Lakers aren't trading LeBron, but if somebody called and they made some kind of crazy.
No, they'd hang up the phone.
Right? Oh, they would? Okay, well, then I'll hang up too then.
Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to see what else we could come up with. Lens.
You're
That's
that all. GM that nobody trusts.
I just wanted
this
to
is
see
why I'm the GM. Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to see how far they would go. That's all. What would they give up?
Yeah, this is why I'm the GM.
Well, yeah, this is why you handle, you know, certain things like we were talking about earlier during Super Crosstalk. I was like, you handle it, George.
Right. Yeah.
You're the GM that leaks everything to Brian Windhorst. Kathy.
You are totally that guy.
Brian Windhorst.
He's killing it. Crushing it right now.
What a day for him.
He's so viral, dude.
So wait a second. I have a buddy who texts me who, like, obviously is not in the league, just like a friend of mine who sent me the funniest text about Brian Windhorst. Hold on, I need to find it real quick. The memes
all day have been incredible.
Oh, they've been fantastic. Yeah.
Why don't we set it up for everybody? Because if anybody doesn't know what's going on with this Brian Windhorst thing, it's freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
The way I look at it is...
So my buddy at 2.05 p.m.
Yeah.
Wendy's on a heater, Sedano. He is. He's rolling. But he's nailed it. He said this morning, he had this like... He was basically... What happened on First Take this morning was he was... They were talking about NBA free agency, and he like just kind of had like an epiphany. Like it just hit him like while he was live on the air. And he was... He didn't have all his thoughts collected because it literally just hit him while he was on the air. And he's like, wait a second. The Nets just traded Utah just traded Royce O'Neal to the Nets. Like, why would they do that? That doesn't make a lot of sense. There has to be something bigger in play here. Like, what is going on? So he's like basically talking it out over 2 minutes. And it's not the traditional First Take crew. It's like a fill-in crew. And they were like hinging on every word.
Right.
And then he like immediately was like, when he concluded, he kind of like looked up and like said, yeah, something is up with Utah, like after 2 minutes of kind of hashing it out on live on television.
Yeah.
And he was right. It was the biggest trade, you know, today.
It was hilarious, though, to sit there and watch him. He's like, he literally is putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Why would they trade this guy to them? Why would their coach have resigned? Yeah. Why did this happen? Oh, my God. Something. I don't know what it is. I'm thinking out loud here on national television with everybody watching. I'm thinking this thing out, but something weird is going on with Utah. And then before you know it, Rudy Gobert is traded to Minnesota, which has a lot of people, George, thinking to themselves, what are they doing? Because in the modern
era of Utah or Minnesota?
Minnesota. In the modern era of NBA basketball, what are they going to – they're going to be the new Twin Towers, these two guys? Because
well, the thing is that Karl Anthony Towns, like, plays – I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't play in the paint, but he plays on outside on the perimeter a lot now. He shoots like 9 threes a game or 10 threes a game.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that it confused a lot of people.
Oh, no, it did. It's still not a great fit. I would agree.
And you know, Minnesota trades a lot of assets.
Well, they traded a ton of picks. Yeah, right. They have no more picks. They traded a bunch of role players, basically, and all their picks.
Well, yes. That's what I'm saying. Now you've traded guys who've been contributors, and you've traded your future draft picks. And as Wendy was kind of thinking this thing out, what is Utah doing? If you think about it right now, they just got so much draft equity. So maybe they're thinking, when Steph is done and when LeBron is done and Kawhi is done, man, we got all these draft picks. We're going to be the guys that are going to be able to build a team when all these guys are done.
And they're going to trade Donovan Mitchell next. Like, that's definitely happening. The Jazz.
Oh, really? I thought that part of the Gobert thing.
Do you think Donovan Mitchell is going to stick around to play with no? They lost Joe Ingles, okay, to the Bucks. They lost Royce O'Neal to the Nets, and they traded. I mean, I know he didn't love Rudy Gobert, but they traded Rudy Gobert. Like, it's him and like a bunch of dudes. Like, that's not a playoff team. You think he wants to play on that team?
Maybe he can get together with Kyrie and KD and figure something out. Hey guys, let's go together. Let's all three go together.
If I had to guess, KD ends up in Phoenix and Donovan Mitchell ends up in Miami.
Wow, KD's going to get what he wants, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Especially if DeAndre Ayton plays ball. If DeAndre Ayton, which I don't know, that's not a given, that DeAndre Ayton is going to play ball with the team that basically crapped all over him at the end of the season last year. But, I mean, his agent may convince him otherwise. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's how it gets done with KD, and I think Mitchell ends up going to the Heat.
Okay, so this all, I'm trying to remember where we were.
That's just a guess. Right. So nobody aggregate me.
But no, don't aggregate this man, okay? Don't do that to him.
Yeah.
So somehow we got onto Brian Windhorst, which was just like a little comment, but we were on our man Berge.
Dante DiVincenzo, who's a good player, good role, like good bench player, like he can be like a six man of the year type guy eventually, just went to the Warriors. Wow. Mm-hmm. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I was just trying to figure out how we got to Windhorst and how we got to NBA trades. And
I don't know, you brought it up.
Yeah, how do we get there, Lindsay? We were talking about trading you. You said no trade. Somehow,
you brought up Windhorst because of all the trading. Yeah.
I said, you'd be the type of GM that would leak it.
Yeah, you would leak it to Brian Windhorst, and you would. You would absolutely be that guy.
Well, I would have a guy. I mean, if I were...
You wouldn't do it directly. You would have like one of your underlings do it, is what you're saying.
Well, but I would also understand this, George. I would have my guys in the media. You know, if I were an NBA GM...
Hey, time out.
Yeah?
I just saw a commercial. I haven't gone to Burger King in a long time.
Okay. Oh, wait. Let me guess. Don't tell me. You ready? The chicken fries.
No, dude. Chicken fries have been around forever.
Oh, because I've been seeing a lot of those commercials recently. Go ahead.
No, they're there, too. My kid wants to try. They have something called the Southwest. Hold on. What is it called? I want to make sure I see it correctly.
Are you rewinding?
Right. Southwest Bacon Whopper. So it's basically a Whopper with guac on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bacon.
Yeah.
And fried little onion strips.
Okay. Oh, my God. That sounds really good.
Looks good.
And you can get it impossible, too, if you don't want to get the red meat.
No, come on. If you're going to eat it.
Well, I'm just saying, you could if you'd like. It's an option.
So you get the Impossible Burger with the bacon on it?
Yeah.
Or do they have Impossible
Bacon? That way it's not all red meat. You know, you can have a little bit, you know, little taste. Mm-hmm. But maybe a little pinch. I may try that.
Really?
I may try that. Now, all these commercials for these fast food places generally look unbelievable on the commercial. And then you get it and it doesn't look anything like it. You know who's looking amazing?
You know who look amazing? I always see these TV commercials, and I'm like, I've never really been, but the commercials look amazing. Like Carl's Jr. on television.
Oh, so good.
Makes their burgers look incredible. Like when they've got the burger flying down, and the onion rings are in the burger, and then the bun hits it, and then there's like barbecue sauce falling off the side. Yeah. You're like, God, that looks great. But I don't know that if I go there, it's going to look that good or feel that good or taste that good.
By the way, Tim from the OC says there's no way in hell at Lindsay Baseball want to go back to Mason in Ireland. She probably quit before that happened. Lindsay's personality matches at Sedano a lot and quite frankly matches this community for which I learned this morning.
What did he learn this morning?
I don't know. I mean, you have to ask him. He'll have to respond again. But you can also be part of the Sedano and Cap community. If you go to Twitter, you go to the community section, there's a little search button up at the top and you type in Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. Sedano N cap, like ampersand, N cap, circle of trust, And then you can join the community. Just you can just join. It's easy. We already have like nearly 600 members.
I know. We need more, though.
That's fine. I like it being small, though. I got to be honest. I mean, I don't mind it growing, but, you know, listen, I already had to throw in something because people were talking nonsense in there today.
About what?
And I had to drop in, everyone please behave.
Really? Why? What was going on? Was there a problem?
There was just some stuff going on about other hosts, and I didn't want this to turn into a Mason in Ireland Reddit.
Yeah, you know what? I did see that. I did indeed. I did see that. So I am
not
you.
I'm not kinda, fueling that, and yep. I needed to, as the, I don't know, as the general manager here, basically. Yeah. I decided I needed to let the team know, hey, relax.
Yeah, you did. You did slap back pretty quickly. You know, yeah. It didn't take many comments for you to jump right in there and go, hey, hold on.
Gotta keep everybody in line. You
know? Yeah. And you're right. I mean, it is intimate. I mean, I met people at the Mandy's last week that walked up and introduced themselves as their Twitter handle inside the community, right. And I loved that.
Yeah.
You know, that was cool.
So, you know, with all these trade possibilities, the landscape in the Western Conference is fascinating. And I actually think, Cappy, it puts more pressure on the Lakers, which I want to get to. Plus, I want to get to the Dodgers-Padres yesterday. We'll catch up with all that stuff.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Coming up in 2 minutes. Oh, yeah. Come on now. Come on. Come on, Cappy.
Yo, is this the meow guy?
No.
No.
This is way one
meow guy. This isn't the same genre of music.
This isn't Dead Meow 5 from earlier in the week?
Wayne Wonder.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh,
no Letting Go.
Oh, really?
Come on, man.
You know what? Laura, true story. It's funny you say that. Because today, Alex Toussaint, in a Club Bangers class, said,
"Why'd the song go?
I need some Wayne Wonder." That's what he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Wayne Wonder, Rupee, Tempted to Touch. Yep.
I don't know, but he played some.
Friday today.
He played some, and I jammed out to it.
Let me see if I can find me some rupee. I should have some in here.
Come on now.
All right.
Come on, Cappy. Wonder, man.
Is this an old song? Is it a new
song? Yeah.
It is an old song.
Oh, because I was going to say this has summer vibes written all over it.
Yeah, summer of like 2003 or something.
Yeah.
Well,
it's old.
It's coming back. It's retro.
No, it's once you've been a summer song, you can be a summer song forever.
Forever.
I believe. Can we make that a decree?
I have no issue with it.
Yeah, 2002, I was close.
Oh, wow, 20-year-old song.
Yeah.
But it still bangs.
It still bangs.
Still a banger, yeah.
You're banging it, Cap?
Oh, hells to the yeah. Come on, Wayne. 20-year-old song, I didn't know that. I was like, yo, is this new?
No.
Is this his new stuff? Did this joint just drop?
Oh, there we go. You said it right, though. You got it right this time.
Hell yeah.
By the way, before we get back to the NBA stuff, and I want to get to the Padres Dodgers, today is International Chicken Wing Day. If there is a day to celebrate, it's today. I love me a good chicken wing. Like, I am a connoisseur. I am a lemon pepper guy traditionally, although I do like a little garlic parmesan occasionally.
So you like more of a rub than
I do like more of a rub than a sauce, yes.
Do you like a crunchy? Like, I want...
Yes.
Yes, me too. I want them like baked crunchy somehow, you know?
baked crunchy?
Yeah, like something that kind of makes me feel like it's, I know it's fried-ish, but I want it like crunchy bake. You know what I mean? Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah. It does.
Yeah.
After like
so, whether it's Wingstop or Buffalo Wild Wings, those guys are great. I'm talking about mom and pop places. Like, what's the best mom and pop place, Laura, in LA for wings?
Oh, man.
No chain place. No we love Wingstop. We love Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay, so Alondra's was, I haven't gone in a minute, but Alondra's was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
In Alhambra, like, that's where we used to go, and there was always a wait. I know there's like more than one location, but that one, but it's not a chain.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's no, like, it's like a mom and pop thing still.
It's still good.
Yeah. Really Alondra's good. Hot Wings, yeah.
It's good.
And they have pizza there, don't they?
I don't think I've ever had the pizza, but I've had the wings for
No, sure. But they have pizza there, though.
I believe they do. But
wings
I've
and pizza go so well together, because then if you have a little bit of ranch dressing over here, and then you get done with your pizza, and you can dip your crust in the ranch dressing. So
Lindsay,
good.
Are you a wings person?
Yeah, who doesn't love wings?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. I have to ask.
Is that keto? Can you keto?
Yeah, that's definitely keto.
Yeah. Yes. Cappy.
Well, not breaded, right? Unbreaded, right?
But Linz, you've told us that you at one time worked in a Hooters, right? Hooters has, and I haven't had them in a minute. Me neither, Laura. I haven't been in Hooters in a minute. Actually, more like 25 years, but maybe more like 10 minutes. They have, as I recall, Hooters always had like really good, crunchy, breaded wings.
Yeah, you have to. I would always get them naked because I don't really like the breaded ones that much. That's not my thing.
Yeah. Well, they're good, though. Those were good.
It's always like, I remember we had this conversation, and I remember Greg was producing. He got really nervous because LZ was like, we always need the bone in. Like, I don't do boneless wings.
So people are tweeting in, sorry, right now. Gardens Bar and Grill for wings.
Where's that?
What part of town is that, though? Ricky just tweeted us and said Wingferno. I like that name, in Gardenia. So right. I like that.
Speaking of Gardenia, can I ask you a question? Did you see Manuel in Gardenia at the Mandy's?
I did not. No.
I don't think he went.
Nor did I. And he was one of the guys I left a ticket for.
Mi hermano cubano.
Yeah.
He didn't
show. Passed on it. Yeah,
I left him a ticket. I even spoke to him. I'm like, yo, you're good. You're coming. I put a ticket for you, man. It's at the front desk for you, man. You're on the list. He didn't show up, I guess, huh?
No, maybe something came up.
I hope he's all right.
Yeah, I hope he's all right, too.
Mi hermano, you need to call the show, dog.
Somebody just told me Wings Empire on Vermont.
Yeah. The only Sanch, which I believe is Gelato Drew. I believe they're the same person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He says Wings and Things in K-Town and also Louders in K-Town.
Okay, Wings and Things are good. I just discovered that in K-Town. So good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So International Wing Day, holler at us where in your part of the city, wherever you are, whatever part of town you're in, here in the Southland. Hit us up. Just give us a quick pop at your spot. It's got to be a mom and pop place. Don't give me a chain. We love the chains. We love Buffalo Wild Wings. We love Wingstop. Trust me. But we want to help the mom and pops out a little bit too. So, all right, real quick. Cappy, let's do Padres Dodgers first. We'll get back to the NBA in a second.
All right.
Yo. JT was the man yesterday. He owns the Padres, I feel like.
Well, wait a second. The Dodgers own the Padres.
Well, there's that for sure. But JT definitively owns them.
I mean, what a performance last night. You know, when you think about it, on the San Diego side of things, this was their big chance because they had their best pitcher going last night in Joe Musgrove. And frankly, the Dodgers had their least accomplished pitcher going last night, okay? And so when you have a pitcher that goes 7 innings and strikes out 10 guys and gives up 3 earned runs, you're like, okay, he's done a really nice job. That's a hell of a performance right there, especially against an offense like the Dodgers. But San Diego has no offense. They've got no power. And listen, all the energy last night, George, Dodgers Stadium was electric. The place was packed. People were on their feet. You mentioned JT brings them to their feet twice with 2 home runs.
Yeah.
But the throw by Chris Taylor to home plate, like a 97-mile-an-hour perfect rocket shot, the crowd went nuts. Every play, all the momentum, Dodger fans had it. The stadium was just going crazy last night.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was nuts. And, you know, Musgrove is a good pitcher, man. Like, so they, they were, other than JT.
Yeah, there was nothing.
There was nothing there. Yeah, it was crazy.
10 strikeouts in a performance like that, and you give up a total of 5 hits and 3 runs, but you don't beat the Dodgers by scoring 1 run. That's just
no, you
all
can't.
There is
impossible.
To it. Yeah. Right.
It's like trying to beat, like, I don't know, the Rams by kicking field goals, you know?
Not going to happen.
Right.
Seriously, just too much offense.
Yeah.
And when you look at the numbers, and I heard Ireland mention, I read it earlier today, but in, like, let's just say the last 50 games, the Padres and the Dodgers have won like 45 of them. And I don't think those are not the accurate numbers, just so you know.
Right. Something but ridiculous, though. It is a big difference, yes.
Dodgers have completely owned Padres. Owned them.
Owned them.
Manny Machado comes back last night after 10 days off for the Padres.
Right, when he's hurt. Right.
And he strikes out three times. Well, what'd you expect him to do?
Yeah, he's been hurt. He missed 10 days.
Or you know, they don't have Tatis, who's a monster part of their lineup. Okay, fine. But so what? The Dodgers don't have Mookie Betts. They don't have Walker Buehler. They've had their fair share of injuries to deal with.
Right.
And the Dodgers just keep
rolling. No excuses. I'm with you on that. By the way, more wings shouted out. Derek Bowe, our buddy, says Anchor Bar in Anaheim. They closed down because people didn't go. Unfortunately, Anchor was literally the creator of Buffalo Wild Wing in Buffalo.
Okay, didn't know that.
Oh, Anchor was literally the creator of Buffalo Wing in Buffalo. Sorry.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you gave us a place, Derek, though. It doesn't exist anymore. That's not helpful. I probably should have read that, actually, before I said it. Jorge Arriaga says Hot Wings Cafe in Glendale and Pasadena. So, you know, if you're in the San Gabriel Valley off the 210, you know, corridor, feel free to jump in one of those spots. So,
hey,
you've been there?
I have. So good.
I'm not.
Can I
there.
Forget about that, please? Yeah.
Cappy, you were going to say something?
Well, here's the thing. So just back to the Padres-Dodgers for one quick second. So how about this? You ready? The Padres had their best pitcher going last night. The Dodgers, like I said, had their least accomplished pitchers, their smallest name, if you will, right? Tonight, the Padres have Blake Snell pitching. Everybody who's a Dodger fan remembers Blake Snell from his days in Tampa, right? In the World Series and getting pulled out in the fifth inning, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. For the Dodgers tonight, they've got Tony Gonsolin. Now listen to this. You ready? Blake Snell on the season is 0-5.
Right.
Tony Gonsolin on the season is 9-0. Mm-hmm. When Blake Snell has pitched so far this year for San Diego, Padres are 0-7. When Tony Gonsolin has pitched so far this year for the Dodgers, they're 11-3. Advantage, Dodgers tonight.
Yeah, Blake Snell has not pitched well this year. I mean, forget about the 0-5, 0-7, all that. I mean, he's got an ERA of nearly 6.
Right.
Like, I don't know what happened, you know?
That's right. His ERA is 5.60. Not that that matters to me. I mean, I don't really care about the guy's ERA. I'm looking at the record, and I know that you're saying.
Oh no, I disagree. I think you can have an incredible. You can be an incredible pitcher and have a losing record.
No question about it. But what I'm saying is that not only is he 0-5, when he pitches, the team has yet to win a game. So,
yeah, but yeah, I'm with you. I get that. But I'm just saying, like, I think that could you. We have examples of hard luck pitchers who have guys that have like a 2 or 3 ERA and the, you know, the team can't win because they can't score any runs. But to your point, the Padres can't score a lot of runs at the moment. But I mean, Blake Snell has been pretty terrible for them.
Blake Snell has been a disaster so far this year for the Padres. And Tony Gonsolin, on the other hand, has been like this incredible.
Yeah.
I don't want to say from out of nowhere because I think that's a little bit too much.
He's been good for them for a while, yeah.
But he hasn't been this good.
He's been serviceable, more than serviceable, I would say.
He's 9-0, and right now he's probably, he's making a strong case to be the starting pitcher in the All-Star game.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got more people tweeting us about and calling us about shouting out their mom-and-pop wing places on International Wing Day. We'll get to those calls in a second. Real quick, Howard Matty Young, says Jersey's Bar and Grill in Redondo Beach on Aviation. Great beers and wings. Of course, you need some beer with the wings. But the people on hold, we'll get to those calls in a second. Plus, I want to get back to the Lakers and kind of the way the landscape now looks with free agency and the way it's kind of unfolded. And big, big card on the UFC this weekend. I'm going to get Cappy to watch. I'm going to get you to watch. We're going to do that all next.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh, yeah. Cappy, you know who this is?
Yeah, I do.
Who?
I just need a little hint.
Okay. His name is Sean.
Sean Puffy Combs.
No.
Okay. Don't give me. Come on. Give me another hint. Sean.
His
Jean.
Last name is P, though. You got that right.
You got the
Sean,
P right.
Sean Jean.
That's not a P. What's wrong with you?
No, that's a J.
There's Sean, a J.
Sean
might have been on your club bangers.
Oh yeah.
This definitely has to have been on one of those Peloton things.
Come on, Alex Toussaint, give it to me, bro.
Sean Paul,
do you
Paul, bro.
Feel good? Be free.
Sean
spread
Paul.
Love.
Give me the light.
Sean Paul.
Yeah.
Sean Paul?
Yes.
I mean, Sedano told you, but you know, we'll give it to you.
I'll just take half.
By the way, I'm not here to brag, but thank God I sold Peloton stock when I sold it when it was near the highs.
What'd you sell it?
I'm not going to say that to you on the air. I'm just going to say it was near the highs.
Okay. I don't remember exactly what
the highs were. It is $9 right now.
Highs may have been, like, as far as I can remember, maybe like $150 maybe?
It was $150. I wasn't that. I didn't hit the Pico top.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how things that specifically...
All the pandemic stuff.
Right. Like 6 months into the pandemic when things were going crazy, like Peloton and
Amazon stock shot up, yeah. Tesla, all these things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Peloton. All I know is this. Don't take away my Alex Toussaint. Don't take away any of my favorite instructors. You know, I don't know what's going to happen here with Peloton, but don't take away my favorite instructors.
Cappy, can I convince you to watch UFC 276 on
Saturday? It's not going to be hard to convince me. I mean,
really?
The only thing is this. It's a Saturday night event.
So Rachel, yeah.
Right. So now the question is, how can I get away to watch it? Because if I didn't have to deal with, you know,
what were your plans for Saturday night right now?
You know, George, I'm feeling like I'm open Saturday night.
Well, then just do like a thing at your house.
Okay.
Have people over and by the fight, just have it on in the background and then people will gravitate to it.
Okay. This is a pay-per-view ABC fight, right? So is this like
ESPN Plus?
Plus. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I got to put that on my phone and then I got to do the thing over from my phone over to the TV, right? I got to do that.
Yeah, you can do it on your phone or the TV. I mean, either one, but yeah.
Got to beam it or something, right?
No, you don't have to beam it.
No?
You can buy it on your phone, and then when you turn on your ESPN Plus, it'll just pop on. Okay. I mean, it won't pop on. You have to click on it, but it'll be on when you get there.
I really got to figure out how to cancel my
Disney
Plus.
Maybe you should have
Plus.
Your son do it for you, actually.
That's not a bad idea.
We're
how do I cancel?
This again.
No, but I just, in the end, I do need to have help with canceling because Disney Plus to get Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu all packaged together.
Yeah, you need to make that happen. But I'm telling you, that, I mean, this is going to, there's... One,
tell
two,
me
three.
Which fight. I mean, I'm looking
well,
at
no,
all these fights.
Well, no, look, all the fights, the last five are going to be great, I think. But,
the whole main card is great.
Yeah, the main card is fantastic.
You were convincing me yesterday that this guy, there's a guy named O'Malley.
Sugar Sean O'Malley is
rainbow
your guy.
Hair.
That is
like,
your guy.
Yeah,
your Trans guy.
Am Firebird on his chest tattoo.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay. If you would have grown up in this era... And you would have been a fighter, you'd be Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Look at the tattoos all over this guy, Sugar Shane O'Malley. This guy.
Sugar Sean. Yes.
Oh, Sugar, not Sugar Shane?
No.
Sugar Sean.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Sugar Sean.
And Pedro Munhoz, who he's fighting, is a good fighter. So, like, this is a legit, this is like first legit real fight because he's crushed a lot of no names, but now he's, you know, but he talks a lot of crap. And now he's going to fight like a guy who's like really battle tested. So, this is going to be fun. And then, you know, Robbie Lawler, I mean, he's been around forever. Like, I don't know. He's a legend. Like, I don't want
to
rip him.
Any relation to Jerry the King Lawler?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
And then Sean Strickland and Pereira. I mean, I think that fight's going to be pretty good. I like Pereira as an up-and-comer. Strickland is amazing.
Any relation for Pereira to Mike Pereira of Fox Sports, the rules analyst?
No. Mm-hmm. Former referee in the NFL? No. Nope. And then, Lindsay, correct me if I'm wrong, Volkanovski and Holloway, this is like their third go-around. This is going to be an incredible fight, I think.
I love Holloway. That's who I'm excited. I love every time.
No, Volkanovski is going to win the fight, I think, but Holloway is really fun to watch. Yes, he's great. And then Israel Adesanya against Cannonier. Cannonier, Cappy, Jared Cannonier is like literally one of these guys that like put every last dollar that he had. Like he went broke training to be a UFC fighter, and this is his chance at a championship. Like it's like a cool story. And then Israel Adesanya is like this prodigy, like fighter. It's a cool, like diametrically opposed fight as far as like the way they've come up.
Boy, this guy, Cannonier, how do you say his last name?
Cannonier. Jared
Cannonier. This freaking guy is
ripped. Yeah, shredded.
I mean, this guy, you don't wear a shirt ever if you got this body.
Never. Yes. And by the way, he was big. He came down to this weight. He used to be a heavyweight.
This guy is just freaking chiseled.
Yeah. Like, but I'm telling you.
I don't think Israel's going to lose, do you? Like, I feel like he's going to win. Like,
no, but he's more talented than Cannonier. But I think that, you know, in that sport, here's the thing. This is the beauty of the UFC. All it takes is one mistake. One mistake, one hit, one kick, one trip, one slip. It's over. Like, it could be over like that, regardless of who's fighting.
Laura, just to prove to you that I was not trying to be creepy to your boyfriend, your boo.
Oh, my God. What the hell happened here? Why did we take that turn all of a sudden?
Well, listen. When I look at this guy, Cannonier, I look at this guy's build, this guy's got incredible traps. His pecs are just completely lean and ripped. His triceps, his biceps are amazing. He's got a six-pack abs. He's just shredded in the leg area. I mean, this guy is really, really like has a phenomenal physique.
Phenomenal.
See, so I'm not trying to creep on everybody. Like with your boo, I was just like, yo, I love his ring. Yeah. I love his nose ring. I like his eyes. He smells delicious. I like his hair. I mean, I'm just analyzing.
All of the above is very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just was analyzing him like I analyze a fighter.
Okay. Well, all right. Probably not, but it was still creepy. So anyway, let's go to the phones. We got a lot of people. Quick shout out. Today's International Wing Day. Shout out your local neighborhood wing place. Just tell us where it is. Hit us up quick. Look, we love the chain places like Wingstop and Buffalo Wild Wings, but we want mom and pop. Shout them out so the people know in that particular area. Head out of though in North Hollywood.
Yo, hello. Yo, Big Wings in North Hollywood. Good. Cap, you can take your girl to the Kahuna Tiki Sushi for a show, have some sushi, and you still have enough room to get some wings and watch the fight there with all the screens they got.
Yeah, dude. I mean, because when you get done with sushi, and then you're like, what's for dinner?
There you go. So there you go, Cappy, in North Hollywood. Now, Don in Carlsbad. Don.
Hey, guys. I don't have a tip for chicken wings, but I'm the one who hosted the Mandy Post party. I just thought I would chime in and put that.
Oh, Don Benson.
How are you guys?
Don Benson of the Benson family. Hi, Don.
Hi. You know, Jorge, you were missed at the party, and I know you had your reasons, but I just thought I'd share with you how my wife and I found out that we were going to host the party.
Oh, please.
We asked, Scotty to, get us some tickets for the Mandy Awards. I'm a day late on the show. I listen on the podcast religiously. And when I tried to get tickets this the conventional way, they were sold out really quickly. Scott's a giver. He gets tickets for just about everybody. So the last thing I wanted to do was to hit him up for tickets. So I had mentioned to him that I wanted to go, and he volunteered, hey, I'll get you tickets, no problem. About 2 weeks prior to the Mandy Awards, I heard on the air that my wife and I were hosting the post party, unbeknownst to us previously. So that's how we found out, and
of course.
Not a big deal, but the wife was a little stressed, and when she found out 1,000 people were attending the Mandy Awards, she got a little nervous.
Oh, well, there you go. But you did a good job, apparently.
You were amazing. You guys were amazing.
Well,
thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm not fishing for compliments, but it was, if Scott did it any other way, it wouldn't be as fun.
Okay. There you go.
You guys were the best host. Yeah. I remember, like all the food, the amazing charcuterie board.
Oh, my God, that was
never,
amazing.
Never let our drinks be empty. Like, you guys were the best, good. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
and the gentleman you had on yesterday, I think his name was Dustin from Simi Valley.
Yeah.
Right. He was kind of a stalker. He was around the hallway, the party, the VIP party.
Okay.
We couldn't get rid of the guy, and he was a really good guy. And he brought party favors, so that was a plus.
That's true, he did.
What a night. That was truly an incredible evening.
Well, Don, it was a pleasure meeting you, and thank you for calling us up and giving us the real lowdown, because we know Cappy would never tell us that.
Okay. Good night.
See you, man. Have a good one. There you go. Cappy, you've been outed.
We found out we're hosting the after party on the air when he says, and by the way, the after party is going to be hosted by the Bensons. And they're like, what? We're hosting the after party? But you see, that's the sort of confidence, George, that I have in that family. I know what they're all about.
Right.
Okay, so I know that when I put the shout out to them that they need to host the after party, they come through.
Great, and they did. Let's sneak in a couple more calls because we're up against the break here. Brandon and Whittier. Go ahead, Brandon. Shout out your spot.
Hey, guys.
I don't know if you guys are on this side of town too often, but I definitely recommend Downey Brewery Company.
Oh, I know exactly where that is. That's on Paramount, yeah. Isn't it?
Exactly. And I recommend the sampler platter. I know it has other stuff in it, but definitely recommend that if you're going to get buffalo wings there.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate you. Johnny in the LBC. Johnny, shout it out.
Yeah, I just nothing new. When I first heard you guys talking about wings, Laura's like, Alondra Hot Wings. I'm like, exactly what I was thinking. But the one in Paramount, it's on Alondra. And I'm like, I don't really know the story. I thought it was from the one on Paramount. But yeah, Alondra Hot Wings. But bigger thing is you guys pronounce Gardena as Gardena. Mm. I had to point that out. Okay. I don't know if Manuel's listening.
No, that's just more like that was just me because I that was my mistake because we have
I was born and raised in Gardena. I live in Long Beach now. Gardena, my guys.
No. I know. I always call it Gardena. I called it Gardenia by accent here because of the flowers. The Gardenia flowers is what I called it that because we have some here. And my wife's best friend came by today and literally was, you know, talking about them. So that's why it was stuck in my head. I do know what it's called because we talk to Manuel all the time.
I don't. I'm the one who goes nya like Gardenia rather than Gardena. Is there an I before an A or is there no I before an A?
No, and it's in the it's right here in the South Bay. It's right off the 110. So I've gone there a bunch.
Still looking for Manuel, man. I don't know what
Jason and Downey, real quick. Jason, go ahead, bud.
Yo, so there's Wing House in Southgate. They have the best damn lemon pepper wet I've ever had. A lot of these places try lemon pepper wet, and they're just awful. But Wing House and Southgate, the best.
Wait, how do they do the wet lemon pepper? Because I thought lemon pepper was more of a rub than it was a sauce, huh?
Well, Jason's out, but I've had wet lemon pepper, and he's right. They're so, like, it's too greasy, buttery, it's nasty.
It's very buttery, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's gross. Yeah.
He says Wing House, huh?
Yeah. All right. People in the community are chiming in. I'll get theirs. Feel free to keep shouting out your local wing place on International Wing Day. Coming up next, Cappy.
Yeah.
Kevin Garnett has gone in on Anthony Davis. Now, he's done it in a brotherly way, but I feel like every Laker fan would co-sign on this. So we're going to let you hear that coming up in 2 minutes.